Number eight, Charles and Paula Mundell seek a variance from the separation distance setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-25, 115-172, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sierra Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19913 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 334, map 13, parcel 310, unit 21298. The applicant is seeking an 8.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between units for a proposed porch. There are no steps needed to gain access to the proposed porch, and the access will face the paved driveway per the applicant. We have three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and three mail return.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Charlie Mundell, 19913 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is my first time, very formal. My wife and I wish to have a screened-in porch built on an existing concrete slab that was established from a previous owner of our home. Main reasons is that we like to sit outside, and there's a lot of flies, and I have a strong variance against mosquitoes, seeing I was in Africa many, many years back and got malaria, so if I see a mosquito, I'm not really happy with it. So besides that, we know we found out we are a little too close to the neighboring property, but we would like to be able to build a screened-in porch with just that front access door facing the driveway. It will fit in with the neighborhood. My contractor took about 40 pictures of other established screened-in porches and/or additions in the development. Talked with the neighbors that surround our house, and three of them that were available sent in letters of support, so there was no problem there. I have approval of the Sierra Development Manager, Kaylee Bush, initially. She didn't have a problem with what we were going to do and felt that it would fit in fine. Nothing fancy, just screened in.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
So you're only placing the screened porch over the existing concrete patio?
Yes.
So you're 19913?
Yes.
Correct? And it would be closest to 19909?
That's correct.
And you have their blessing?
Yeah, well, I haven't been able to talk with them. They're not around often at all, and I don't have a phone number for them, but the neighbors to the west and to the south and the north across the street all said no problem. They thought it would fit in fine.
How big is this porch going to be?
12 by 20.
Did you consider looking at a smaller porch?
Not really. The slab is 12 by 24 plus, and so we shortened it in the front. My wife said she'd like to put some pots in the front of, right by the driveway, just so we'd have lounge chairs and a table with four chairs that would fit under there easily without having too much, having things too close.
Is there going to be any stairs or anything from this porch, or is it just going to be ground level?
The porch is all ground level, it's right on top of the slab, the existing slab that's there.
So you'll use the existing stairs then to enter the dwelling?
Yes.
Do don't believe I have any other questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
The existing slab, was that just a patio, or what was the purpose of that?
That was put down by the previous owner. As far as I know, she used it as a patio, and it did allow extra parking if someone wanted to back up, because it's a single width driveway. So I don't know if she used that to back her car up and have another family member park, you know, in front of that or what. I don't know, but as far as I know, she was used as a patio.
Will this affect your parking or limit parking?
No. The length is plenty deep for my car. My wife's car, which is smaller, so we park back to back. We're allowed two cars, you know, on our lot, and we do that fine. In fact, it gives us, since the slab is 12 by 24 plus, there's room in the front, and we backed up the porch two more feet, 4 feet. That gives us walking space around the front. She wanted to put a couple pots, that kind of stuff, make it pretty.
Do you know, or do you have a rough idea how far it is from where your stairs end to the edge of the concrete patio?
Where my stairs end?
Your steps up to the house.
Right, where they end coming out?
On the ground.
Are you talking length to the edge of the where the driveway side, or are you talking about the widths?
The width side? How much width you have between your steps and the edge of the concrete?
I think the stairs are probably 4 foot wide, is my guess. I was looking at it today, and probably 8 feet is my guess. So my wife imagined that we have an outdoor patio table with four chairs. It's rectangle, and we were going to sit it there, you know, be able to, that would work, she said.
Right at the base of the steps?
No, on the side.
Oh, on the side, okay.
No, there's a straight line where we want to put the door that would be right next to the siding, so you'd come in and a straight shot to the steps going into the house, and then living space to the left of that, straight back, and only one door.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is no one on the line standing by.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12608 for Charles and Paula Mundell for the 8.2 variance from the 20-foot separated area. The property has unique physical conditions. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Warple?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12608 has been approved.
Thank you.